Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Here to help out. If that's you, you went on a date, didn't hear from them. Let us help you get some answers, some closure, or work out the possible miscommunication.
Alex,
Audrey, let's say hello to Miguel.
Hey.
Hello,
Miguel.
How's it going?
It's going great. Appreciate you reaching out to us, and hopefully we will get you some resolution. But first, tell us a story about Selena and how y'all met and what happened.
Okay. Well, I met her on the dating app Bumble. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that one.
Well, I've never been on it, but I know a little bit about it.
I'm very familiar.
Yeah, there's so many.
Based in
so
Austin, Texas. Wah, wah, wah,
wah. Heard of it.
But yeah, but that one specifically, you both have to swipe right in order to connect. Mm-hmm. But I can't message her. The girls actually message you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, I guess they don't, so they don't get bombarded.
Do you like that, Audrey? The fact that you have to be the one that reaches out first before communication can start?
Bumble is so much more work for me, especially. And I actually heard a relationship expert talking about it, and she said it attracts passive aggressive men.
Passive? Huh. Oh, because they don't have to do any work.
Yeah, they don't have to do any work. So they just go on there and let the women come to them.
Oh.
I know. Interesting, right?
Miguel, what'd you do? You had your profile looking good?
I uploaded some photos, but I didn't spend that much time like on the about me part about it. I'm still iffy about dating apps, so I didn't really, you know, invest too much time on it. So I kind of relied on my pictures mainly to try to, you know, get some attention, attraction on.
There you go.
Isn't that what you just said, Audrey?
Yeah, hot people can do that.
So funny.
Hot people can do that. All right, so.
So, yeah, so she, you know, Selena messaged me, and, you know, we kind of hit it off once she started messaging me. We started talking, and, you know, after about a week and a half of talking daily for, you know, sometimes hours at a time, we decided to meet up. When I first saw her, I was like, whoa, this girl's even prettier than her pictures. Like, her pictures didn't do her any justice. So I was like, wow, like, I felt really good about the situation, you know, and not to, you know, sound too egotistical or anything, but, you know, I kind of knew that we kind of matched our looks. Like, I feel like she was a 10. I kind of feel like I was a 10 because since I didn't invest that much time on my profile, she must really think I'm attractive if, you know, if
yeah,
she,
yeah, that makes sense.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
I just felt like something was off during the date, and I don't know what it was. It just kind of felt like, I don't know, we didn't gel that well as I had hoped. At least on her end, I didn't feel it like it, because I liked what she was saying. I don't know if she, what I did or what I said that she didn't like. I just felt like everything I said was pretty neutral and normal, and I just never heard from her again. So, yeah, she kind of ghosted me after that.
I guess what I'm hearing from you is that you thought that there's going to be instant chemistry and you don't feel like that was there from the beginning. Like, she was a little out of it from jump.
Correct. Yeah. Something was off, and it wasn't like we hit it off better through the messages than in person.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of thought, you know, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it because I don't think I said anything disrespectful, controversial, or anything like that throughout the date. So I don't know exactly what she didn't like, you know?
All right. Well, Miguel, only one way to find out, and that's by calling Selena. So let's give her a ring right now and see what she says, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Selena.
Yeah?
Good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. It's Mix 94.7. Calling you for a segment called Waiting by the Phone. Hope you'll hear me out here. We just have a few questions to ask you because we've got Miguel on the phone. He just told us how wonderful you are, how beautiful you are. You're perfect 10. And he was really excited about meeting up with you and could tell right away that something wasn't quite right, although it had really been going good up until y'all met in person. So we thought we would be the mediator of a conversation and see if there was something that he said or did that turned you off. Do you mind chatting with us?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this is happening. Sure, I'll...
Did he say something wrong?
Oh my God. I actually kind of forgot about our whole interaction until this moment, but okay.
Wow.
I just honestly, you guys, I don't want to waste my time on things that I don't have a good feeling about from the get-go, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I also don't want to try to convince myself to like somebody just for the sake of not being single, you know?
Okay. Amen.
So what was it about Miguel that didn't, as Audrey says, blow your skirt up? Did you think he was good looking?
He looked strikingly different from the pictures.
Like in what way?
He had grown this like mustache mm-hmm. and gotten some piercings, which none of those things like really are a problem to me. But to be honest, like the mustache was to the level of being like long enough that he gelled it to circle it up.
That's funny.
Ugh.
What does that mean?
Think of the old circus guy with the dumbbells, yeah. bald and has the mustache curled up, right? Yeah, yeah, like a handlebar, but like going up.
Miguel, that's what you got?
Most people like it. I get a lot of questions about it.
Okay.
Hey, it works for Tom Sandoval.
No, he doesn't.
Bro, he looks good with it. I can't hate.
And his isn't gelled up, though, but even his is just a whole other
just
story.
Just mustaches are kind of...
But you weren't into that, Selena, huh?
I hate to sound mean, but I was truly grossed out by it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I couldn't really imagine myself kissing him. Uh-huh. And, like, we were drinking, and then mustache would, like, get wet. And it was just, like... I couldn't stop looking at it, you know?
Okay, so you didn't like the mustache. You could shave it.
Well, I mean, I'm not the kind of person who wants to ask a guy, like, oh, can you change something just for me? You know, like, I did ask him, like, what his intentions was with his mustache, and he said that he was trying to keep it for a while.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What did you think about the conversation? Did you vibe with the conversation?
Honest, like it wasn't like our conversation wasn't like fire, you know?
Okay, all right.
Like, I don't know.
I guess what I'm getting at is it the only reason you didn't call him back is because he had what you thought to be a kind of goofy mustache, and you're saying that.
And the piercings, too, yeah. And the conversation.
All right. Well, sounds like you're not interested,
right?
Even if he does do something with the mustache. All right. Well, Miguel, sorry about that. You know, dude.
Yeah, it's all right. At least I got some closure.
Yeah, there now you go. Know. Good luck to you both. Hope you guys are able to find someone that you do gel with. And we appreciate you being honest, Selena. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.